要继续早上的题目潜在的能力。
This afternoon our topic will be continuing from this morning's topic, hidden power.
我们请看马太福音十三章三十一节三十二。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 and verse 32.
马太福音十三章三十一节三十二。
Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32.
他又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里，这原是百种里最小的，等到长起来却比各样的菜都大，却成了事，天上的飞鸟来坐在他的枝上。主耶稣说这个天国的比喻，
Here's a parable about the kingdom of heaven.
也就是说，神的国在地面上啊，这个发展的情形。
It tells us how the development of the kingdom of God, will be on earth.
所谓神的国是指的教会。
The kingdom of God is the church.
因为有神同在。
Because God abides in it.
再把它缩小呢，可以指的啊一个基督徒的家庭。
If we shrink it down to a smaller scope, it could refer to a Christian family.
如果再把它缩小的话呢，就是每个人的心地都要成为神国。
If we shrink the scope further down, it could refer to the heart of every man, which is the kingdom of God.
那么主耶稣提到这个芥菜种，种子虽然很小。
Here the Lord Jesus says the grain of a mustard seed is small.
但是呢，它有生命。
But it has life in it.
它落在地里面呢，虽然看不见，但是呢。具有这种潜在的能力。
When it fell into the soil, it may be invisible to the eye, but it does have life in it.
它会发芽长大。
It has this hidden power to sprout and generate.
对一个人来说呢，只要他有神的道理的造就。
For a person, as long as he has the edification of God's word in him.
因为种子就是指的神的道理。
The seed refers to the word of God.
那这个人呢，他会渐渐变好。
And this man would gradually become a better person.
甚至人生观、个性、各方面都会改变。
Perhaps his view of life and his personality may change.
如果能够建立一个基督化的家庭，
If he can set up a Christian family,
这个家庭会成为一个理想、美好的家庭。
This family shall be a perfect and ideal family.
对整个教会来说，
And to the church,
因为有神同在，有神的真理在这当中，有神的爱在关怀。
Because the church has the abundance of God, the love of God, and the truth of God.
所以我们在教会这个属灵的团体里面，能够分享到神丰富的恩典。
And that is why in this spiritual body of Christ, we can enjoy the grace of God.
那么主耶稣讲这个比喻，就是说教会无论是个人或者是家庭，这个在成长的过程呢。
Here the Lord Jesus tells us the developing process of this church or the family.
都有神的能力在那边呢发展的。
And you shall witness the power of God during this development process.
那这个芥菜种呢，种子呢长大，既然是菜，但是长大成树呢，好像不太像样。
Now a mustard seed, it should be a shrub, but it has become a tree.
实际上，世界各地的气候体质这个土质不一样的。
In fact, all over the world, geographically speaking, the soil differs.
所以以色列地呢我们有去过以色列就知道那边的芥菜树真的跟树一样。
If you have been to Israel, you know that, indeed, mustard seed can grow into a tree.
那既然这边提到菜又成为很大的树。
A mustard should belong to a vegetation group, but it has grown into a big tree.
以好的方面来想呢，就是这个成长力很强啊。
Positively thinking, we can say that it has much life in it.
也可以指的个人的成功，或者是教会的发展。
It can also refer to individual success or the flourishing of a church.
但是既然是成为树呢，那飞鸟就看到这种情形，就来那边筑巢。
And when it has become a tree, birds will come and make nests in the branches.
那根据主耶稣所说的比喻里面，飞鸟是指的撒旦。
And according to the parables of Jesus, birds refer to Satan.
那么既然魔鬼在那边筑巢，就证明这个已经变坏了。
Now if the birds make a nest in the branch, it means this tree has turned bad.
一个人到很成功的时候，
When a man has achieved a certain success,
如果不谨慎自己而骄傲，可能呢他会失败，成为撒旦的工具。
If he's not cautious, he might become the tool of Satan and may fail.
那教会人发展的时候，
And during the development process of a church,
因为人数很多，
since membership has grown,
个人的意见多，
and we have different opinions,
各式各样的人都有，
and we have people of all sorts and varieties.
有时候提供出来的建议呢，违背了神的真理。
Sometimes their suggestions may go against the teachings of the Lord.
那么可能教会就会变质。
And in that case, the substance of a church may turn sour.
那根据教会的历史，让我们知道。
Based on the history of the Christian churches, we know.
主耶稣的门徒那一代还在的时候。
And during the days of the apostles of Christ.
那么教会还保持比较纯正的啊这种神的教会。
The church still maintained its holiness and purity of the teachings of the Lord.
但是到第二代、第三代就渐渐不一样。
But generations from then on, the church has turned.
那人也是一样。
Same thing for humans.
一个人在年纪比较轻的时候很单纯。
When a person is young, he is very simple.
那渐渐长大啊，离开学校进入社会。
When he has matured, finishes education and steps into society to work.
有的本来是很单纯的基督徒，
Some used to be simple-minded Christians.
那受到外界的影响，
And haven't been washed by the filth of the society.
种种的环境的影响，
And also due to his surrounding changes.
后来就否认神的也有，
They, sometimes these people would deny the existence of God.
有的人在社会上很成功，
Some people are very successful.
很有才能。
They're very talented.
但是呢，他的品性不一定能够提升呐。
But their characteristics may not be good.
如果能够继续提升他的品格的话呢，啊，他是真的成功的人。
If he can change his personality for the better, then he is truly a successful man.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，啊，就是暗示着人的未来或者教会的未来啊，必须要啊去注意去防备的事情。
So this parable can refer to the future of a man or future of a church that we should be careful to watch out for.
那以教会来说。
And as for the church.
当使徒保罗被拣选以后，他出来当传道。
Apostle Paul was called upon by the Lord to be a preacher.
他突破了主耶稣的门徒所传的福音的范围。
He was able to break through the barrier of the gospel preached by the 12 disciples of the Lord.
我们现在的人称为保罗是外邦的使徒啊。
We now call Paul as the Gentile preacher.
就是突破犹太人的这种社会，到另外的民族那边去传福音呐。
In other words, he has break through this barrier of the Jewish society and preach gospel to the non-Jews.
但是当保罗还在的时候
，But while Paul was still living.
有些地方啊，这个教会就所传的这个道理就不太一样。
Some of the churches in other places have preached a different gospel.
我们请看加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
加拉太书第一章第六节第七节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7.
我希奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督福音更改了。使徒保罗还在的时候，加拉太那一带的就有一些所传的呢，已经偏离了真道。
While Apostle Paul was still living, the churches in the place of Galatia.Had already preached a different gospel.
那既然呢偏离了真道呢，那就很可能啊，灰鸟撒旦会来那边筑巢。
Since they have already strayed from the truth, then birds or Satan has already made its nest in there.
所以保罗知道这个消息，赶快写这一封信去提醒他们。
And when Paul heard of this news, he immediately wrote a letter to admonish them.
那么主耶稣讲这个芥菜种的比喻，就飞鸟会来筑巢，这个是不一定的，不一定会的。
And when Jesus said this parable of birds making nests in the branches, it may not come true.
我们请参看马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章三十节到三十二节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 30 to verse 32.
又说神的国我们可用什么比较呢？可用什么比喻表明呢？好像一粒芥菜种种在地里的时候，虽比地上的白种都小，但种上以后就长起来，比各样的菜都大，又长出大株来，甚至天上的飞鸟可以坐在它的荫下。这里中文比较明显的，也就是说飞鸟会飞来不一定的，这里说甚至是不一定的。
And here, in this few verses, you can tell that the birds may not necessarily make a nest. It's not absolutely positive.
那也就是说，主耶稣讲这个比喻，虽然有这种暗示，人成功会变，但是不一定，有的人非常的成功。
So what Jesus here means is when a person is successful, a person may change, but there are some who don't.
人格还是保持得非常好，非常高尚。
There are still some people who are very successful and has good characteristics and personalities.
这样的人才是真正的成功的人。
And these are truly the successful ones.
那教会也是一样。
The same applies to the church.
只要大家呢，能够谦卑顺服神，按照神的真理来，阐明的话。
If everyone can submit themselves to God,Then,
那撒旦就不会像飞鸟来那边筑巢，绝对不会的。
Then Satan will not be like the birds making nests in there.
但是根据保罗的书信呢，当时就有一点偏差。
But according to this letter of Paul, the churches in Galatia had strayed a little.
那么当时他们主要的所传的偏差就是否认主耶稣从死里复活。
And where they strayed is the point where they deny that the Lord has resurrected.
否认主耶稣是道成肉身来到世界。
They rejected the idea that the Lord Jesus was the Word manifested in the flesh and coming to the world.
这个听起来好像很有道理，但实际上会破坏主耶稣的救恩啊。
On the surface, you might think that their rejection may sound reasonable, but in fact,If they believe this, this will destroy the gospel.
那么根据教会的历史，到二三世纪的时候，基督教非常发展啊。
According to the history of the churches in the second and third century, Christianity flourished.
那在欧洲那一代啊，也就是说教父时代的时候，教会就已经改变了很多。
And it is during those era in Europe, during the age of the church fathers, some of the truth has already gone astray.
教会呢就掺杂很多教父的思想啊。
There are a lot of ideas from the church fathers.
就偏离了这个真理啊。
And these ideas have strayed from the gospel.
所以保罗那时候呢，他就一直的主张要宣传呢纯正的道理。
And that is why Paul insists on preaching the true gospel.
保罗他当传道以后，拣选了一个年轻人，叫做提摩太。
After Paul had been called by the Lord to be a preacher, he chose a young man by the name of Timothy to be his assistant.
那他写信给提摩太这个年轻的传道者呢，他就很注意这一点了。
And when he wrote letters to this young preacher, he mentioned this point.
我们请看提摩太后书第二章十五节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
提摩太后书第二章十五节。
Second Timothy chapter 5 verse 15. Sorry, chapter 2 verse 15.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。提摩太是一个很优秀的传道人。
Timothy was a good preacher.
但是保罗他还是很关心，要他呢 能够得到神的喜悦。
Paul still cared for him and want him to find favor in the Lord.
能够做一个无愧的工人。
Wants him to be a workman who has no need to be ashamed.
那么要怎样才能够成为一个无愧的工人呢？
How does one become a workman who has no need to be ashamed?
就是要按着正义来分解真理的道。
He has to rightly handle the word of truth.
所以我们查考圣经啊。
When we study the scriptures.
啊，就是不要因为呢，啊，你一直查考，再把真理呢，啊，就解释错了。
Do not keep studying until you have misinterpreted the verses.
我们再同看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
13节14节。
Verses 13 and 14.
你从我所听的那纯正的话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢地守着。提摩太从保罗所接受的纯正的道理。
Timothy has received from Paul a pure and true gospel.
保罗在这边说，还要靠着圣灵牢牢地把它守住。
But Paul here still says to guard the truth which has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit.
那所交托给他的善道不要改变。
So that he can keep the sound words.
所以我们真耶稣教会要成为神的工人呢，必须要受训。
To be a work of God in Jesus Church, you must go through training.
像要正规的接受神学院的教育。
You must officially enroll yourself in a theological college to receive the proper training.
这样呢，纯正的道理才不会走偏啊。
This way you will follow the pattern of the sound words and you will not go astray.
才能够经得起时间跟环境的考验。
And you will be able to withstand the tests of time.And space.
所以使徒时代呢，那时候有少数的有一点改变呢，但是那时候的工人就极力的来纠正他们。
During the days of the apostles, the truth has changed a little, and that is why the apostles were very eager to correct them.
除了保罗以外
，besides Paul，
还有主耶稣肉身的弟弟犹大
，there is the brother of Jesus, Jude.
他到后来还是呢一个很重要的工人。
He was a very important worker towards the later days.
请看犹大书第三节。
Listen to Jude verse 3.
犹大书第三节。
Jude verse
3. 亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们。要为从前一处交付圣徒的真道竭力争辩。犹大书虽然篇幅不多
，Even though the book of or the letter of Jude is a short one，
但是他在这边所阐明的道理非常重要。
But the message that it brings is very important。
说要为真道竭力争辩
，Here says to contend for the faith。
在真道上不能够让步了。
You cannot give up in your faith.
那除了犹大以外还有呢使徒约翰。
Besides Jude, there is also the Apostle John.
这是主耶稣当年所拣选的两个兄弟，就雅各跟约翰这两个兄弟。
John is the two brothers chosen by the Lord Jesus to be his disciples, one the other is Peter.
约翰除了写约翰福音以外，还有一书、二书、三书，还有启示录。
And besides John, besides the book, the Gospel of John, written by him, he also wrote first, second, and third letter of John and the book of Revelation.
那么他写约翰二书第九节就提到说，所有的教训不能够越过基督的教训。
In 2 John verse 9, he says that anyone who goes ahead and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God.
如果没有越过的话，
if you have not gone ahead,
一定有神同在。
Then you will have the abidance of God.
所以教会呢，要得到神的同在，有神的恩典继续临到我们。
If the abidance of God is in the church, then we will receive the grace of God.
纯正的道理不能改变。
The sound and the pure truth cannot be changed.
那对个人来说呢？啊，纯正的信仰不能够改变的。
Individually speaking, your faith, your sound faith, cannot change.
那这样呢？你到老，从年轻到老，神的恩典一定跟着你。
And if you have kept to your faith and to the truth, the grace of God will be with you all the days of your life.
那么这种潜在的能力呢，一定会支持你，让你来克服一切的困难。
And the hidden power of God will be your strength to help you overcome your problems.
人会改变的。
People may change.
教会也会改变。
The church may change.
真理也会改变。
The truth may change.
但是人如果有小心去防备的话，就不会改变了。
But if as a person you have watched out for these changes, you will not change.
好像芥菜种。
Like unto the seed, the mustard seed.
它就能够保持很纯正的芥菜种。
It is able to keep to its species.
它的本质一直保持。
That it itself is a mustard, it will always be the same.
也不能够让鸟在那边来筑巢。
And it will also not allow the birds to make nests on its branches.
所以教会呢，就是老一代的年纪大了，会交给年轻一代，每一代每一代的接棒呢，都不能够呢，有偏差的。
Therefore, the older generation of the church will pass on the truth to the younger generations, and this passing of the truthmust not alter the truth.
那家庭也是一样。
Same thing in a family.
所以有人说，有其父必有其子啊。
There are some people, there's a saying, like father, like son.
在父亲的时代，父亲品德高尚，为人善良。
During the days of the father may be a respectable, upright man.
但做儿女的，也是跟父母亲一样的。
And as children, they must be like their parents.
这个就是有保持高尚的品德下去，一代过一代都经得起考验的。
This is to preserve the noble characteristics of a parent.
所以有的基督徒的家族啊，连续好几代都没有失败，这个是非常好的。
And you'll be able to see that there are some Christian families where the faith has passed down for generations and has not changed.
但也有少数的呢，第一代很虔诚信耶稣，第二代就离开耶稣的也有。
But there are somethere are few families who have lost faith through the later generations.
但是也有到五六代的，还是很虔诚的基督徒也有。
Although we have also seen families where the fifth or sixth generation have kept to the truth.
主耶稣讲这个芥菜种的比喻，真的对我们呢有很大的帮助。
Therefore, this parable of the mustard seed is of great importance to us.
所以一个人呢，能够保持他虔诚的这种心以及高尚的品德啊。
If a person can preserve his noble heart and his characteristics,
要不断的接受真理的造就
，and to be continually edified by the truth.
为什么我们要常常参加崇拜聚会，听道理祷告
？What is the reason for attending all these sermons and prayer sessions?
这对我们自己来说帮助很大的。
It is to help ourselves.
那有关个人成功以后失败的这种例子，在圣经里面也有。
And we have also seen examples in the Bible where a person failed after he had found success.
有的曾经蒙神祝福，蒙神来用他成为神的工具啊。
Some used to be a tools of God, being used by the Lord.
后来又失败的也有。
And then failed later on in his life.
我们请看但以理书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
第四章二十二节。
Daniel chapter 4 verse 22.
但以理书第四章二十二节。
Daniel chapter 4 verse 22.
王啊，做建长又坚固的树就是你，你的为树建长及天，你的权柄。管道地基，巴比伦王尼布加尼撒。
Here is about the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar.
他曾经成为神的工具来惩罚犹大国啊。
He used to be a tool of God, and he punished the nation of Judah.
他执行得很好。
And he has executed the instructions of God well.
连圣殿里面的东西呢，他都不敢用，都好好把它。保存起来。
He took away the vessels in the holy temple of God, and he had kept it.
但是尼布加尼撒王当他成功的时候
and when Nebuchadnezzar had found success
他起骄傲的心、啊、
he became proud
那神事先呢让他做一个梦
at first the Lord gave him a warning in the form of a dream
就是要提醒他不要骄傲
to warn him not to be proud
他梦了一棵树、啊、
he dreamt of a tree
就渐渐长大极其高大
the tree grew and became strong
树叶茂盛，果子丰富
，and it brings forth leaves and fruits。
有很多的这些走兽啊，都跑到这一棵树下来啊，那边啊乘凉。
And the beasts of the field found shield under it, found shade under it。
也有飞鸟都飞到这一棵树这边来。
And there are birds that dwelt in the branches。
那后来在天上呢，有鼠族啊，啊。从天上降下来，大声呼喊啊
And then a holy one came down from heaven and cried loud.
说要把这一棵大树砍掉。
That he wants to cut down this tree.
然后把树头留走。
And strip off the leaves.
要把留七旗啊，是七呢还是七个星旗啊
And to let him seven times pass over him.
两种解释都有。
It could mean a period of seven.
那他做这个梦，他不懂得什么意思、啊。
Here the king did not understand his dream.
后来呢，啊，就去问但以理先知啊。
So he went to Prophet Daniel to ask for an explanation.
但以理先知得到神的启示，就告诉他，这一棵树就是你呀、
啊。Daniel, having been inspired by the Lord, interpreted the dream and said, "You are the tree."
神爱他，事先让他梦到这一棵树的情形，要他来提醒自己。
And God loves him, and through the dream to remind him.
结果呢，他还是不小心。
But King Nebuchadnezzar was still very careless.
在第四章的28节以下，就表现出他的高傲的心态跟他的口气。
In chapter 4, verse 28, it shows his pride.
那当他呢在夸口他的成就以后
，And after he has boasted his achievements，
马上呢啊，他所做梦的事情呢、啊、就发生在他的身上。
And following that, immediately his dream came true.
所以由于这个故事呢啊，可以给我们做参考。
The dream can act as a lesson for us.
个人的成功是神恩典。
It is the grace of God that we find success.
但是还是要经常自我要求啊。
But you should still have some requirements from yourself.
在神的面前谦卑，接受神的道理，继续的造就。
That you should be humble before God and to seek the word of God.
在圣经里面的历史里面，不只只有这个尼布加尼撒王，还有其他的。
And in the history of and throughout the book, the Bible, you will find other examples besides Nebuchadnezzar.
像以色列第一代的国王扫罗，当被拣选的时候非常谦卑啊。
For example, the first king of Israel, Saul, when he was first anointed, he was very humble.
没有多久就骄傲，就失败了。
But soon he became proud and he failed.
还有犹大王乌西亚也是一样的。
There's also the king of Judah, Uzziah.
那新约时代主耶稣的门徒啊，其中有一个犹大是非常优秀的人才。
And in the New Testament, one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, Judas, he was also an excellent worker.
啊，多数不小心而失败。
But because they weren't careful, they failed.
所以主耶稣所讲的这个比喻啊。
So this parable of the Lord Jesus.
对我们后世的人呢，有很大的提醒。
It acts as a reminder to us today.
我们再看启示录十八章第二节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 18, verse 2.
启示录十八章第二节
Revelation chapter 18 verse 2
他大声喊着说巴比伦大城倾倒了倾倒了成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽诸灵的巢穴并各样污秽苦珍珠雀鸟的巢穴这里提到这个大巴比伦城指的全世界
Here Babylon the Great refers to the whole world
末后将 临近的时候，这个世界会很乱的。
Towards the end of the end of the world, this world will become very chaotic.
那这个世界呢，会成为鬼魔的住处啊。
And this world shall become a dwelling place of demons.
邪灵的巢穴。
It will become a haunt of every foul spirit.
这是现在啊，这种状况还没有看到的。
And presently we haven't seen such incidences yet.
人如果不小心，这些宗教家如果不小心呐、啊、
，But if people were not careful, these religious people were not careful.
那么启示录里面的对于末后的预言都会一一的应验。
Then these prophecies regarding the last days will fulfill.
主耶稣所讲的比喻的飞鸟是指的撒旦。
The birds in the parable of Jesus refers to Satan.
请参考。
Luke chapter 8 verse 5.
路加福音第八章第五节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 5.
有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来出见。请看十二节。
Let's now read verse 12.
那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来了。从他心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。主耶稣在这边讲这个撒种的比喻的时候，他怎样去解释它呢
？Here, Jesus told the people a parable of the sower, and he later on went to explain what it means.
土地就是人的心地。
The field refers to the heart of a person.
种子就是神的道理。
The seed refers to the truth of God.
那神的道理落在人的心地。
When the truth of God fell into the heart of a man.
有的心地好像路旁，不去经营，有很多的石头。
Some heart is likened to a path where there are a lot of rocks.
不去管理自己，不自我要求。
Some people do not require much from themselves.
那当然呢，飞鸟就会把这个真道把它呢出掉。
And of course, the birds of the air will pass by and devour the seed.
那他所解释的飞鸟就是指的魔鬼啊。
And here Jesus explained that the birds refer to the devil.
所以主耶稣所说的这些比喻呢大概让我们有一个概念。
From these parables of Jesus, we can come to a conclusion.
这个芥菜种长大成树的时候。
When this mustard seed mature and become a tree.
或者是没有成熟，但是这个枝很粗啊，很硬的时候。
Or if it has not become a tree, it has large branches.
表示一个人的成功，或者是一个团体的发展啊。
It refers to an individual's success or the prosperous development of an organization.
那么这些呢，都是潜在的能力所发挥出来的。
All these are the result of hidden power.
那么潜在的能力也有好的，也有不好的。
This hidden power can be good or bad.
在这个世界上，我们看不见的也有恶势力。
What we cannot see in this world, is the evil power.
也有善良的势力。
We can also see good power exist along.
如果大家都维护善良的势力
，If everyone, bows towards this good power,
所以这个世界就会带来和平了。
Then this world shall have peace.
如果大多数都支持恶势力啊
，If most people support this evil power，
支持恐怖分子的话
，If everyone supports terrorists，
这个世界就会被破坏
，Then this world will be destroyed。
那比较小教会来说啊
，And shrink it down to a smaller scope， let's talk about the church。
如果人的思想超越神的教训
，If your thinking has surpassed or gone ahead the teachings of the Lord，
有的人。他讲话很有口才，主张要这样就这样，很可能就会把神的真理偏差掉。
There are some people who are very eloquent and they can easily persuade others to follow him, and he could perhaps have destroyed the church of God.
所以使徒约翰呢，他写启示录的七封信的时候
，When Apostle John wrote the seven letters in the book of Revelation,
我们可以把它换来做参考。
Let's refer to them.
请看启示录第二章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 2.
第二节第三节。
verse 2 and verse 3.
启示录第2章第2节第3节。
Revelation 2:2-3.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那著称为属徒却不是属徒的，看出他们的假的来。
The church in Ephesus was a good church. According to what was mentioned here by John,
请看第4节,
let's read verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你, 就是你把起初的爱心离弃了, 第5节,
5.
所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落, 并要悔改行起初所行的事，你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。以弗所的这个爱心真的很有名。
The Church of Ephesus was well known for its love.
但是起初的爱心已经没有了，找不到。But
they have abandoned the love they had at first.
所以约翰呢，很关心他们。John
had much concern for this church.
叫他们要回想一下。
He advised them to think about it,
to recall,
and to find this love that they had at first,
要悔改,
to repent.
所谓悔改就是承认错误,
to repent means to admit your mistakes and turn over a new leaf.
那么属徒约翰呢, 这个时候他年纪很大,
Apostle John at this time was quite elderly.
根据他所看的意象，跟他所得到的消息，他很有爱心，就写七封信了。And
he wrote 7 letters according to the visions that he has seen and the inspirations of God.
再看十三节，第2章13节。Let's
read chapter 2, verse 13.
你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两刃利剑的说，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。 当我忠心的见证人安提帕，在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀的时候，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。别加摩教会也是很好的。Verse
12 and 13 is it refers it's about the church in Pergamon.
但后来有撒旦的座位。But
here we later see that there Satan dwells there.
好像一棵大树，鸟来筑巢。
And we see it's likened to a tree where the birds have made its nest on its branches.
那时候有一个很忠心的安提帕,
and there was this faithful servant of God, Antipas.
他为了要维护纯正的教会,
and in order to defend the faith of the church,
而牺牲了自己的生命,
he sacrificed his life.
这个在早期教会历史里面,
and if you have read the history of the early churches,
都可以给我们做参考。
You will find that there are many such examples which can be a lesson to us.
像主耶稣出来传教的时候,
For example, when Jesus first came out to begin his ministry,
这个犹太教啊，犹太社会这个宗教已经变了很多。The
religion of Judaism has changed very much.
圣殿里面这个很虔诚的崇拜也都变质了。Even
the worship in the holy temple has changed.
所以有一次主耶稣进入圣殿的时候，看到那种情形啊。
So once when Jesus entered into a holy temple and saw what was going on,
他就在那边把那些商人在圣殿做生意的人赶出去。
He was very angry and he chased away the money exchangers, who had set up their business in the temple.
我们请看马太福音21章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 21.
12节13节。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
Matthew 21:12.
When Jesus began his ministry,
一直要纠正犹太人、犹太人呢，在这个宗教上的错误的观念。
He had wanted to rectify the mistakes that the Jews had made when in their religion.
很神圣的圣殿，为什么有人在那边做买卖呢？
This temple of God is so holy. Why are there people buying and selling in the temple?
当初他们所想的是也是很美好的。
But what these merchants had thought in the beginning was good.
像有一些侨民，犹太侨民居住在国外，要回国来纪念耶和华的这个节日的时候。
For example, there are some Jews who lived in foreign lands, but they returned to Jerusalem to celebrate the certain festivals.
他们要献祭啊。
They have to offer sacrifices.
那么从国外带回来的钱不一样啊。
And the currency that they bring back may be different.
就要去换钱币啊。
So they need to exchange some money.
那要献祭呢？鸽子也可以，羊也可以。当然，鸽子比较方便，比较小啊。
And if they want to offer sacrifices, they can use either a dove or a lamb. And of course, a dove is smaller than a lamb.
那有些人就看到，哎，有利可图啊。为了要让这些人方便啊，就生意越来越好，就搬到圣殿里面去做。
And there are some people who saw that there's an opportunity to profit from this, and so they decided to set up businesses just for these foreign Jews.
当初呢，所罗门王所建的这个圣殿，按照神所指示的，有一层一层很神圣啊，不可以随便进去的。
When King Solomon first constructed this holy temple, he did it according to the instructions of God, and there are layers and layers of courts, and the innermost is most holy.
但是到这个时候呢，人所想的好像很方便很好，结果是让神不高兴。
And so, in the days of Jesus, people thought for the sake of convenience that they could set up business in the temple, and they have aroused the anger of God.
所以有时候人所想的呢，一定要合乎神的旨意啊。
So very often what we think should be in accordance to the will of God.
那么有关圣经呢，对这个整个世界，对这个教会的预言啊。
And as regarding the prophecy written in the Bible concerning the church and the world.
我再提一点做参考。
I will raise another point.
请看帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Please turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第七节。 Verse 7 and verse 8. 保罗在这边呢、提到这个主再临之前呢会发生的事情呢、
And here, Apostle Paul has mentioned what was going to happen prior to the second coming of Christ.
那这种不法的隐喻呢、会发动。
And you will see the mystery of lawlessness is at work.
那么还没发动之前呢，因为有一个拦阻啊。
And prior to the lawlessness working, there is a restraint.
那这个男主后来会被除掉。
Now this restraint will be taken out of the way.
那根据启示录十六章那边所说的预言呢、
According to Revelation chapter 16, the prophecy is written in there.
所谓这个男主是指的伯拉大河啊。
This restraint refers to the great river Euphrates.
将来呢，大战争会在哈米吉多顿这个古战场这个地方。
And in the future, there shall be a great battle